Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
It's too early to write about the Mueller report, insofar as we haven't yet got our hands on it. But the Monday before its release, we were given another perfect example of why our leader, DJT, should be ostracized, thrashed, and isolated from the rest of the world. That Monday, the 15th, was the day that Notre Dame Cathedral went up in flames. One of the most venerated and beautiful of the Christian world's monuments, all of Paris and most of the world via live television, watched horrified, saddened, and repentant. Millions of people who had put the church on their bucket lists knew they were too late. Millions who had visited the site in their lifetimes were filled with regret, horror, and doubt that Notre Dame could ever be rebuilt and emerge from the events as though untouched. The atmosphere of the world was swimming with memories. To the rescue, tweeted our shoot-from-the-hip president, able to solve the dilemma, save the church, and modestly receive the world's plaudits and gratitude. His solution? Using air tankers, bombard the site from above, in effect crushing the church and dousing the flames instantly. To share this brilliant idea with all of us took him perhaps 20 seconds. It was a typical Trump performance. Act, speak, decide without a second's consideration of what his solution would really mean. Notre Dame would be pulverized by the weight of the falling waters. Buildings around the Ile de la Cite would be crunched. No doubt hundreds of people would die in the rescue. The day, already black enough, would be commemorated forever as Trump's folie. Besides, who asked him? The delicate touch of this evangelical favorite was more than divine. It was ludicrous. But by God, it was typical. And in the short term, it would have been comparatively cheap. As far as we know, that was the Donald's last tip on firefighting. What the Donald seemed not to understand was that his tweets had become the jokes of his age, perhaps even jokes because of his age. Readers took the flash seconds it required to read the tweet, snorted with derision, saved the memory of the U.S. president's witlessness, and pressed on. If only we in this country had those options. Full of sympathy and understanding, this man needs to be imprisoned on a distant, derelict French island prison where he can eventually escape to rescue his daughter from a life of destitution and derangement. The numbers of Javert available to hunt him down are legion. The single difference between the Donald's Paris tweet and his usual fare was that he made no threats. Apparently, scolding fire departments in the City of Lights would have been fruitless. We understand that part two of the Mueller report is loaded with incidents like the one above, where DJT's staff failed to carry out his orders and schemes, thereby saving the US of A the embarrassment and shame of having to admit DJT as one of our own. We look forward to a couple of quiet evenings in our jammies, pens in hand, grateful to devoted public servants whose ideas of liberty, equality, and fraternity far surpass those of their employer. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on Side Effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.